Alex Sorensen. Alex, A-L-E-X-S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N. I don't have his date of birth, but today is 6/19. This is a 62-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, schizophrenia, significant weight loss, bladder tumor. Pathology has never been done because patient refused workup and a stage 4 prostate cancer, period. In the paragraph, he recently saw a urologist and told him that his PSA is too high for any type of Lupron treatment. Subsequently recommended hospice care, period. First of all, it's important to know that he used to weigh in 170. Last time he was weighed was 150. Now he clearly weighs in 130 to 140 range, period. He suffers from past medical atrial fibrillation, history of bladder tumor, type unknown, stage 4 prostate cancer, currently with bone metastasis, weight loss, schizophrenia. Surgery, he's had wrist surgery, knee surgery, and femur surgery. Medication, Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Remeron, 30 milligrams a day. Depakote, 500 milligrams BID. Zyprexa, 10 milligrams a day. Metoprolol, succinate, 50 milligrams a day. Medical problems also includes COPD, weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition, triple A aneurysms, and recurrent pain. Chronic pain, allergy, sulfatrazodone, and penicillin. COVID immunizations up to date. Social, he's single. He is from Galveston County. He doesn't have any children. He's done all types of job in the past. He used to work for a newspaper. He's no longer able to work and lives in a group home with the care of the help of a provider. Family history, father died of aortic aneurysm, mother died of dementia most recently. There's also history of heart problems in the family. Review of system, recently was told to seek palliative / hospice care because of end-stage prostate, stage 4 prostate cancer with multiple metastasis, weight loss, shortness of breath, weakness, unable to walk very much, anxiety, symptoms, decreased appetite, decreased sleep, despite being on Zyprexa, Remeron, and Depakote. Recently saw a psychiatrist who felt like he was on the best medication possible at this time. Patient has been given the options of chemo and radiation therapy in the past, but has always refused treatment. He has bouts of incontinence, ADL dependency, and severe weakness. His orthostat today was 94%. Pulse is 99. Blood pressure 100 over 60. Efebrile. Heart positive, lung positive, still. Lungs still ronchi. Abdomen is soft. Cannot rule out ascites. Next shows no DVD. Skin shows no rash or mucosal retinal or evidence of muscle weakness. Muscle weakness as well as muscle wasting. Assessment, 62-year-old gentleman who appears to be in his 80s with end-stage prostate cancer has been told to see hospice care. Not a candidate for chemo radiation, has refused treatment in the past, period. He also has a bladder tumor that has refused workup in the past and does not want any workup at this time, period. His urologist told him that his PSA is too high and is not a candidate for Lupron injections at this time, period. He also suffers from atrial fibrillation, which is taking Eliquis for at this time. One must consider the risk and benefits of Eliquis with the severe weakness and history of falls, period. He also has a history of schizophrenia, which he takes Zyprexa and Depakote for. Blood pressure is controlled with metoprolol, but he could probably use a lower dose of metoprolol at this time. Period. He continues to smoke. He refuses to quit smoking. Under social put down, he does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He did quit smoking for 4 years, but has gone back to it now that he feels like he's dying. Also, come back to assessment. Patient also has pain issues, has been on tramadol with no help. Talon number 3 has helped him in the past. Period. He's been told he has abdominal aortic aneurysm over 5 centimeters, which is going well. Which has not been treated, being observed at this time, period. His COPD is also infected, hypoxemia with any type of activity, period. He also has severe air hunger, shortness of breath, and difficulty with movement because of the period. Overall prognosis is part of the paralysis. Thank you.